Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in 855-839-1210. You get on board. Side question, throw it in Manila. That's the thing we've been playing with. We've gotten some great ones on that. Branding statement. Jeff Andrew will be with us in a moment. I'm going to talk with him about the shutdown. And if you missed it, we told Kim Ward, and we're sending stuff to her office now, about the Communist Chinese Party flag flying over Philadelphia City Hall. I mean, the Working Families Party should be right at home. You know, I'd love to see if we can get Henry, just ask me after the show, but just put it on our list, somebody from City Council. And how blasé they would be about that. There's not one of them protesting this. Brian O'Neill, are you aware? You're a good guy, you know, Northeast Philadelphia. Are you saying anything about this? And Terrell Parker is not a socialist or anything like that. Ryan Boyer, the building trades. Ryan, buddy, are you saying anything about this? You know, big labor ought to be one of the people saying, you know how the Chinese brutalize their... And is the American flag flying over their buildings in their sister city there? Thank God it's not Wuhan. Sore point, huh? No. This is the biggest item out there, and good for Republicans that they put together this select committee. We're trying to get the congressman on who sent a note, said, yo, knock it off. You can't fly the communist Chinese flag over Philadelphia. Are you kidding me? Sent it to Sherelle Parker's office days ago. What does Larry Krasner think about it? All right. And tomorrow, I'm going to do it officially, so I'm not going to do it now. But you know, we have the October 10th event coming up. Big rally there for Jack Cetarelli. Tomorrow, probably can't wait to 12:30. I might blurt it right in the beginning. I'll tell you an added feature of that day. Someplace else to celebrate in Wildwood. Think Summer White House. Okay? It's going to be a huge day. A new poll out today has the race neck and neck. I mean, really close. This is going to be a turnout election in New Jersey. So if you know people in New Jersey, particularly if they're what we call these low propensity Trump voters, they only want to do it with Trump. My God. How many times? I was at an event last night, and the theme with Guy Shiraki and the others there, a lot of people in Bucks County, great people. People have to vote. We got to get more people to vote in these school board elections. Pam Van Blunk was there, who's the controller over in Bucks County. Wherever you have a chance to vote, you have to show up and vote and not vote for enabling Democrats or progressives, because that's what they are. I mean, if you're out in Chester County, are you just living in a bubble? The stuff I'm reading you each day, how to spot the fascist thing. Henry's trying to get them on tomorrow. And again, we'll give them full purview to tell us whatever they want, why they're doing this series. I just want to know. But the Communist Chinese Party flag, even Jim Kenney did not do this that I remember. And the Philadelphia Inquirer doesn't report it. All right, we got to make this painful here for this city government and for Philadelphia on this and to call them out. You just can't go to any other level. This is the threat to the world. And joining us, and I'll tell him about it right out of the box, is Congressman Jeff Van Drew. He's with us here on the Dom Giordano Show. Congressman, a lot to talk about today, and thank you for stepping in and joining us.
Always good to do, Dom. Thank you.
Well, before we get to shutdown, and I follow your subcommittee religiously, as you know, because I honor you for what you're doing in that subcommittee, and taking a look at crime in Charlotte, you, for a subcommittee, are on it. But you were also on it, along with Mike Testa, when it came to turning over our toll roads in Jersey to the groups that may be associated, or more than maybe, they are, with the Communist Chinese Party.
I don't get it. I you know, there's things in life I don't get. I don't get, you know, why we find out in Charlotte or New York City or Washington, D.C. Or Philadelphia. I don't get when purposely,
yes,
evil, bad people who've committed crimes over and over again are put back on the street. I don't get when we go out to bid for Easy Pass, why we don't exclude those that have a relationship with a communist country. The bid was rewarded, and it wasn't the low bidder. It wasn't even the low bidder to a company that is a Singaporean company now, and a member on the board, at least one that we know of, had ties to the Chinese Communist Party. So, Dom, think about this. We're turning over our Easy Pass systems throughout the country. It's not only Jersey. It's not every state, but it is other states as well, to companies that are going to control it. And they are companies that hate America. What's wrong with that picture?
Exactly.
It was just like with the wind energy.
Yes.
We were going to turn all the ability to create energy in the United States when we have abundant amounts of our own. We should be exporting it. We were going to rely on foreign countries. It is as if there are individuals in leadership and the ultra left that want to tremendously diminish the United States of America.
Well, they do. They do. And in your position, you can't say it quite as bluntly, but we know they do. Here's why I brought that up, even with the shutdown. You're busy down there. You might be unaware. We just had the Senate President Kim Ward on. She was unaware in Harrisburg. Philadelphia is flying the Communist Chinese Party flag over City Hall. This apparently, with a sister city, a tourism thing, to celebrate when the Communist Chinese Party took over China.
It makes me sick to my stomach. It was a violent revolution. They hurt innocent people. In China now, people do not live a free life. And you remember Tiananmen Square when they...
Yes.
What is wrong with these people? Do you not? I fault the leaders. I mean, as leaders, we have the responsibility to set the direction, to blaze the path forward. I can't believe that we're doing that. It makes me sick to my stomach. It flies in the face of everything we believe in, the freedom that we have in this country. People are just becoming leadership so transactional. They don't give a damn about freedom and the greatness of America. They're just worried about, well, a few bucks came in from people who are doing evil, so we're going to fly their flag. That's unbelievable to me. I haven't seen a picture of it, but I'm sure it's true, and I always, you know, you always tell the truth.
Well,
I've never seen you once where you said something that wasn't true.
Jeff, we'll send you from Newsweek and some others, and one of your colleagues, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Molinar, Representative Molinar?
Molinar.
He sent a letter. He's on the China Select Committee, which is whoever came up with that. You may have been involved, Jim Jordan and others. We need a committee that looks at nothing else but pushing back on China every day. He sent a letter 5 or 6 days ago. I have it. It's up to the mayor's office here in Philadelphia saying you can't fly the Communist Chinese Party flag. He's on record. He told them about this and the repercussions of this.
Good for him. He did the right thing. I will double down on this. I had heard rumors of it. I'm so busy with so many things, I didn't get a chance to focus on it.
Well, I'm sorry, Jeff, but you have the pipeline. You speak with the president. If Trump gets a hold of this and sees this, then maybe a lot more attention would be paid to. I know he's got a million things, but this, you know, being transactional with a country that's marginal. All right, I have to look at it case by case, but with the Chinese, no. There's no case by case.
Our number one enemy, and what I was going to say there, these are a people, their leadership, that are involved in organ harvesting.
Yes.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
To sell organs. I mean, there's a definition of bad, a definition of evil, a definition of wrong. Do we not have a moral compass in the United States of America anymore among our leadership?
Absolutely. Well, Henry's taking care of that. We'll get that to your guys. Now, with the shutdown, a couple of things have come up here. The battle seems to be over, and you can take me inside your thinking, because you've been very sensitive, say, with Medicaid, when we were trying to trim these guys who wouldn't work 20 hours and or volunteer or do something from the truly needy, because it hurts the truly needy. With this Obamacare extension that was put in for COVID, what's the objection that's reasonable by Republicans here?
So there's a couple things here. So why, if I may, just why the shutdown? Very briefly, because the Democrats are in a bind. They're in a corner. Last time they cooperated, they got hell from their leadership, from their insiders, from their powerful people, and even among leadership. So Schumer knows this is wrong, but he's got nowhere to go, because if he cooperates and tries to do something here and work with the Republicans a little bit, his leadership is at risk within the Senate. And understand what this CR is. This CR just extends for a number of weeks the ability to carry forth the duties of government while we try to see if we can hash this out and work it out. The CR is nothing even, I have to be honest, it's not anti-Democrat. It's not pushing a Trump agenda. It's not pushing a Republican congressional agenda. It is simply continuing government in a bland, run the course way so we can figure this out. They have voted for this, the Democrats, many times. They voted for a lot worse than this. So, number one, that doesn't make sense. But they got nowhere to go. They're either going to hurt people or they're going to hurt themselves by losing their leadership positions, and they don't want to. And that's what it's really about. That's the bottom line.
I've heard this, too. Maybe it's in the weeds. Have you heard this, that the people on Obamacare here, it's the Senator Moreno from Ohio, saying that Ron Johnson, maybe, is the one that said it, too. There could be a lot of fraud. He believes there's a lot of fraud and abuse and what's going on here with Obamacare. Before we move forward with that, we got to look at stopping that before we say, yeah, we're going to continue doing this.
So, yes, and I agree with that. And it needs to be done with a scalpel once again, right, which was something I was really involved in last time. It is. Here's the deal. Again, politically and public policy wise, we don't have a great replacement or even a good replacement for what's commonly called as Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. So before you take health care away from people, you have to have a good replacement. We don't. So we need to work on something that is good, that is fair, or we need to at least change the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, so that there isn't the waste and the abuse and the fraud. With that being said, the tax credits you're speaking about that they get for the ACA, it was during COVID. But there are some people who truly at certain income levels, again, and I'm not being soft-hearted and I'm not being mushy and I'm not being weak-kneed, because you know that I'm not. But those people, number one, politically are our new base. And before all of a sudden at the beginning of the year, they find out that their premiums have gone up radically or that they can't afford their health care anymore, we need to deal with that as a party intelligently. So we need to get rid of the abuse, but at the same time, look at those tax credits. They need to be modified. People who are making too much money at the upper end of those tax credits shouldn't be getting them, but there's a whole bunch of people in the middle and lower end that I would, at least for another year until we get our act together and have something good to replace it, we go forward with that. That's my view of it.
Is that the standard Republican view, or people have different views that are, you know, wildly different here? Would you say that's kind of what Republicans will arrive at here?
I think the majority, sir, I was talking to a good friend of mine. I wouldn't mention his name, Congressman from North Carolina, just before I got on with you here. And he was saying the same thing. Yeah, here's the thing as a party. We've got to realize we are a party that has changed. And we and I have talked about this a lot. We have a lot of blue collar working people that's good, have real fundamental American values and are willing to work hard and don't want waste and don't want to hurt the United States of America. But we need to recognize them and we need to be decent with them. So as we this populist, and by the way, Donald Trump's the one who's brought this. And I agree. I've always been a populist. I've always been conservative, always believe in trying to help people when they deserve it. So with this populist Republican Party, I think we've got to look at that. I think Republicans right now are all over the place. Some are where I am. Some want to just absolutely cut it. Remember, with Medicaid, I'm going to be, because I tell the truth, Republican or Democrat, we had some Republicans, a minority, but we had a few of them running around Congress saying, we're going to gut the hell out of Medicaid. Don't talk. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Some areas, absolutely. Single, young, working people that should be working or doing something, they're not, and they're just collecting, sitting around, drinking beer and doing drugs. No, they shouldn't be getting Medicaid. But we got to think about how we do and what the words that come out of our mouth as well.
Absolutely. One parting area then on your subcommittee, looking at crime in Charlotte, you know, the news just is every second. You're living it, not a breath. We have to remember that Ukrainian emigre who fled the dangers there and was killed brutally on that light rail. What did you find out so far now with the power of Congress about what was going on in Charlotte that enabled this?
Well, it's the they have something called magistrates, which are like judges.
Right.
They're magistrates. They're superior court judges. They're prosecutors. They're attorneys general. All of them. Again, it's perverse. It's perverted and it's bizarre. And it's not only Charlotte. We also took this trip on the road in past years to New York City, to Philadelphia. And of course, we've done it in Washington. I don't know how else to say it, Don, but to say it, we are purposefully, willfully putting dangerous, bad people on the street immediately. We had people testify, not only, I had grown men in law enforcement testifying the other day that were tearing up, and it wasn't bull. It was real. This was from their heart. A man that lost his daughter, just like this young Ukrainian girl, and he described what happened to her from somebody that was put back on the street 39 times. Violent crimes, felonies, gun crimes. We're worried about taking guns away from hunters and people who are legal gun owners that never hurt a soul in their life. But we think it's okay to let out, you know, known criminals who are repeat offenders and lawbreakers and have committed felonies. Oh, them we'll let out over and over and over again. It makes no sense.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you. And again, you're our source inside the shutdown. We'll send you the information on the Chinese flag. And if you have any updates on anything, we want to hear from Jeff Andrew as always.
Always, Tom, I appreciate what you're doing because you get the real word out to real people on the street. You're making a difference. Your show makes a difference. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff, very much. Congressman Jeff Andrew here on Talk Radio 1210. Well, that's two people we have now that were a bit unaware of it because the news here isn't covering it. It's the national level.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim Ward's, her reaction was like, whoa.
Yeah, no, I
I think it's going to be a reaction.
Might cut that one for a promo.
Yeah. You know what? There you go.
Yeah.
That's a promo right there. Yeah, feel free to, now you're getting it. That, yes, right there. It's like, whoa. We're talking breast cancer, all these people. Yes, exactly.
What?
And again, not to toot our own horn, but I will, it fills the void here when the Inquirer doesn't even report on this. It's not like a murmur. People, hey, honey, what's that up there in Philadelphia? Isn't that the communist Chinese take over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I'm reading, like, these national outlets that are covering this from afar, but, like, they don't know. You can tell they don't know. They're just kind of writing blanket statements.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no insight on this.
Right. Well, there's nobody that will talk or they're just unaware. And the angle, my biggest angle with this is not even just about Philadelphia. It's having America realize this is the enemy. It's not an adversary. They're the enemy of the world, the Communist Chinese Party. And the reason it's so important is two parts. They're the big guys and becoming bigger every day. And two, You got to take a look at the enemy and see their strong point. One of their strong points is they pay attention to the tiniest things, like Daryl Morey in Houston writing, "Free Hong Kong," immediately after the NBA, to crucify them and have the NBA turn on us. When you have something like that, that shows you, when you combine evil, power, and unrelenting attention to detail, that's the enemy. We can beat them even 100 years from now because they have a system that you think ultimately it always has cracked some way or another. But in the short term, I'm talking 20, 50 years, not easy. All right? That's what we're up against. But right now, all right, let's shift gears. It's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, today we are playing for a pair of tickets. See the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra, Philly Sports Put to Music, Wednesday, November 19th at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. For tickets, visit JoeConklin.com. Henry?
Yeah, Dom. So today on the side question, we are asking for an event or a product that just had great branding. Like even to this day, you're still talking about it. How about a song that branded something? The song Zombie by the Cranberries fully encapsulates the 1993 bombings by the IRA in Northern Ireland, or in the UK, excuse me, fighting back against the UK. That song obviously is a fantastic song, and I'm going to play you a cover of that song here today. I want to know the country of origin or the language that the zombie cover is being played in. Some notes about this cover, at least the country. This comes from the happiest country in the world, and they are a neighbor of yesterday's Money Melody answer.
Oh,
so if
God,
you are
no.
listening, if you were listening yesterday, you might have an inside clue as to what it might be today.
Oh, man, this is like the Kelly and Regis, Kelly and Mark show. Yeah, you got to be listening to get the big prize for months.
I'm giving you an Easter egg here. So if you're listening yesterday, you might know the answer to this one. Hey, you might know it just generally just off of hearing it. So I'm going to play you this clue. I want to know the country or the language of origin. Here we go.
Oompa!
Yeah, this might not sound quite like Zombie, but I guarantee you, after very many verifications, this is a cover of Zombie from a certain country mentioned yesterday. I want to know that country or the language.
All right, 855, country or language. Hit us with that here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. First, though, for years, I've talked about the health benefits of rescue omega-3s as part of my daily regimen, my routine. They support a healthy heart, cholesterol levels, reduce inflammation, and they promote joint comfort. Taking them is one of the easiest things I do for my health. Now it's your turn. Give your body the support it needs to stay healthy, strong, and active with one of Rescue's omega-3 supplements. Right now, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any Rescue omega-3 supplement, including their most popular Rescue 1250. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or use the code OMEGA50 online at res-q.com. Remember that code OMEGA50, OMEGA50, to buy one and get another. Rescue omega-3 is absolutely free. Let me read that again. All right. The lines here. It's omega-50. Buy one, get another Rescue omega-3 absolutely free, which is a big deal at res-q.com. One note, this is the first product, first time I talked about them with Rescue that way back when, that's what I was using myself and still do today. It's just a wonderful product and a great deal. Do it now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, let's hear the clue. We're looking for a country or language with this. And the backstory was it was near yesterday's win.
Yeah. It's near yesterday's answer. I'm not going to say what it was.
And why are we using this one today?
Because we were looking for brands, and the song Zombie effectively branded the IRA bombings back in 93. There should be some good guesses.
All right, let's go to Big John in Huntington Valley. Hey, John, who is it? Yo, John. John, what country is it or language? All right, I'll put him on hold. Ken in media. Yeah, Ken, what country or language?
Finland.
All right.
There we go.
That answer was a little bit garbled, but the winner, what is it?
It was Finland.
This is a Finnish song.
Yes.
Yeah, and yesterday's country
was Estonia, which is just to the south across the sea from Finland.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I can't believe I found this band. This is a band called, a Finnish group called, I'm going to butcher it, Ella Kelasiet.
Big. Maybe they should play the Super Bowl instead of
honestly. But they play a style of music called humpa, which is what this song is called. Humpa. I'd never heard of this type of music, but it is it's a new one for me. So figured to play it today.
All right. Okay, it's a winner today, and off to see the great Joe Conklin. We have more tomorrow and Friday around this, and we're running out of the Latvian and Carter there in Estonia. Be ready for that tomorrow with your dictionaries. Okay, we'll have another winner. Sad to report, and some of this appears to be Murkowski and Collins again. Henry, EJ, and Tony, you know because I sent you something, has been pulled as the guy that would head up the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Shame.
He's a brilliant guy, incredible guy. I guess he's going back to Heritage. We want to get him back on as soon as possible to give us accurate information. But, those two, apparently uphill battle, et cetera. As far as the Bad Bunny stuff, I saw this on Twitter, and there was a lot of it. A replacement would be, instead of Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl, Metallica honoring Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, I'd love that.
There we go.
Now I can get behind that.
It might be kind of a limited. I'm thinking the female crowd and others, the heavy metal, Osbourne, that might be a little bit. But somebody ought to consider honoring Osbourne. Now, there's also a question, and it's false, that Andy Reid was miffed with the honoring at the Giants game of Charlie Kirk, or at least it is completely false that he said he wouldn't go to the Super Bowl if they honor Charlie Kirk. Will they honor Charlie Kirk at the Super Bowl? I would assume so, but we haven't heard it yet. Now, you know, you think you'd want to put that out there. And would it be at the halftime type of thing?
Why would you assume so?
That Charlie Kirk?
Yeah.
Because it's so big and they did it when he died. So, you know.
Yeah, but that's when he died. This is months and months after.
All right. So, you know, if Bad Bunny's going to be, I'm telling you, it's already, you know, coming up a little bit. Will they pay tribute to it? It would be unusual. I don't know if anybody's ever been honored at the Super Bowl. I have to see the last one where there's a tribute paid to them. Mm. And you're right. Usually with recency, most people don't object. Carrying it to February would be unusual. I still think there's going to be some channel, some way, shape, or form, and something big that's a counter to Bad Bunny being the Super Bowl entertainment. All right, we'll see, but I think it's in motion. All right, keep them coming, that branding statement, something that's like the throw it in Manila that happened on this day. We're looking at that. And as I see the shutdown, I don't think this is going to go on forever. I think you could see the over-under, they're saying October 10th. I think it'll be well before October 10th. I would put it at, pick a random date, not by Monday, but maybe the middle of next week, certainly by then. This is very, Democrat support is pretty thin on this, and it's pretty obvious that Schumer is doing this to show he's fighting. When will he get something he can back off from? But we, the Democrats are making the argument. I had to tell you, I'm not going to play him. I can't take it. The fact checker from CNN says, what are Republicans talking about? Illegal immigrants always got free health care. Why are they bringing that up now? Well, wait a minute. I thought that was not something that people were aware of. So is that a fact? That's the fact checker. Coming up, Dana Bash brings in right now in this moment of national crisis. And it's a test. Henry, you called her Hanoi Jane. That's good. I thought, have people gotten over Jane Fonda? Certainly, there's still enough Vietnam veterans who'll never get over it. But then she was Ted Turner's wife, the films, the exercise stuff. But she's back as kind of the paragon of preserving democracy. We got a couple of Jane Fonda cuts and your calls at 855-839-1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Henry, I have to commend you because it's almost ancient history that you still put up there when I asked you to get these cuts of Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane.
Yeah,
I
mean,
sense of history.
Yeah. I didn't know. Well, I honestly didn't know that name until I started working on this show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's longstanding. And look, I'm a fan of one thing with the Philadelphia sports fan. Grudges never go away. Stuff that was done. You know, unless there's real heartfelt apology, and Jane Fonda never has.
Mm-hmm.
And if that war had been declared, she would have been charged for treason. Since it wasn't declared, you know, there was the ability to point anti-aircraft guns at Americans as all this was happening at the behest of the communist Chinese. And she was one of the biggest stars in the world at that point. All right, she's on with Dana Bash today, and she's talking about, we're going to turn up the heat on people in Hollywood who acquiesced to President Trump.
You have obviously been politically active for a very long time. You've spent a significant amount of time in Washington and known all kinds of leaders. How do you think the Democratic leaders are doing right now?
Not good enough. So along with this committee that has been launched today, and by the way, what is so exciting is that there's an exponential growth. People are signing up the minute they hear about it. You know, Sally Field, John Hamm, and others are signing up. So I think we're going to have a good group, and we're going to have fun doing it. But I also have a climate pack that elects people all over the country because I don't feel that our leaders are doing what they need to do. And if you can't change the people, change the people. That's what we're doing.
So I just, and back to that, I just want to make sure I understand. So you're saying, obviously, you have these incredible people who have signed on to this, and we just showed a little bit of a scroll from, it's a cross-section of age and of the entertainment industry. Are you saying that you want to use your creativity and use the platforms that you have to push back? And if that's the case, what do you think about what has happened recently at Apple TV with this show, The Savant, which was indefinitely put on hold? Jessica Chastain plays a woman infiltrating online hate groups to stop extremist violence. Is that, seems like that's the antithesis of what you're trying to do.
Yes, that's very recent, right? I'm not as up on that as I should be. I've been in France, as you pointed out.
Of course, wine country.
I just got back this morning. But
How is the wine?
Yes, whenever our freedoms, our right to freedom of speech, freedom to protest, freedom to assemble, our constitutional rights are attacked, we'll stand up, and we'll stand up in solidarity. There's strength in numbers. And those in our industry who acquiesce to what's happening, they'll hear from us as well.
All right. So, Henry, as I understand it, it's a new Hollywood committee formed here to tell us about fascism and go after Trump.
Yeah, I was trying to read some of the names. I recognize a few.
Yeah, give us...
Billie Eilish, or is it Bonnie Raitt? Like, the usual around the middle of the people. John Hamm.
John Hamm, I didn't know. That's sad. But Sally Field. I'm surprised.
You like her? You really, really like her?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? You just find that to...
I mean, no, that's her Oscar speech, right?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do. So here we go again. Maybe they'll be out there in Chester County. I can't get enough of Chester County. I'm waiting tomorrow. I just hope they're not done with their 14 ways to spot a fascist. How about 14 ways to spot... a Nazi next? Are we going to delve out into that? And Henry's inviting them. We'll see if they'll come on. This program is fascinating. Today's version was MAGA hates intellectuals. If you're smart, watch out. You're in trouble. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How are you? Hey guys.
Good.
Great show today. I'm going to pull one out of... Earl's book for my closing, but I called because your original person that you put on in the beginning was a woman that was questioning Maxine Waters, and I know you're a fan of the pivot on the court and off the court in a debate.
Yes.
Why can't people pivot when they've got the ear of somebody to say, okay, are you for us paying for illegals to have health care? That's
right.
All she had to ask.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a yes or a no.
Yeah, exactly. She could have locked it down more. And Gary, we got the fact checker at CNN saying we've always paid for illegals to have health care. He's the fact checker. So how, when Trump and Vance say we're paying for illegals, we want this to stop, the CNN fact checker agrees with them, but he's attacking him.
I my head, you just said that, 5 minutes ago? I almost fell off the side of the road.
Yeah. What's your side today, Gary?
What I'm going to try to pull off, I'm going to bring you into it. I thought this thing with branding had to do with people brand something and they make money with it, which is what I do for a living. So I'm going to try to pull an Earl here. Ready?
Yes.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Dominic, leave those kids alone. Pink Floyd, The Wall.
The Wall. Absolutely. Very nicely done. Yes, that's branding. That works. All right. We've gotten some great ones today. I think we're all clear on this now. I thought it was pretty clear, but sometimes...
Yeah. So, a couple people did ask what the question was and tried to ask me.
I think you're doing a good job. Thanks. I think they're getting it. And the big talker was just an example that everybody listening might know. Hanoi Jane.
Yeah, there's another
branding.
One.
Yep. That's what we know. You know, you think of Jane Fonda, people would say, oh yeah, Hanoi Jane. They wouldn't say Exercise Queen, Ted Turner Jane. They would say Hanoi Jane, and rightfully so. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. It is the lightning round next.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, we got some heavy hitters here on the lightning round. That branding, Thrill It in Manila Day. That's where Henry came up with this one from, and it's been a great one. I still think the all-time, Henry, you can retire on this one. It was The Girl Next Door. I never thought... It would be And of course, the most gigantic side question answer ever. What song should Dan play with his mother dancing at his marriage? How could we beat that? I don't know if that's possible.
One of these days.
I mean, the phone lines were melting down for hours afterward. They're calling up syndicated shows. Yeah, I think Dan... Joe in Exton, though, has got a great one. All right, Joe, what's yours today? Hi.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. My brandishing statement is the one found on a dollar bill. E pluribus unum, one from many. And this statement is reinforced in the Pledge of Allegiance in the part that reads, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The catchword is indivisible, meaning one wholeness. And this notion of wholeness was reinforced in the American Civil War.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. On brand, Henry, you got to say, elevated.
Of course.
Correct. That's a pretty good one. I like this next one, too. This was an all-time branding. It seems now kind of stilted, you know, language back then. But FDR was a pretty good brander. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Hey, Dom, real quick, the Phillies pitcher with the hatchet or the machete,
yes.
his name was Ugas Urbina.
Yes.
The only player in Major League history with the initials UU, I think. Well, anyway, hey, Dom, December 7th, 1941, yes. A day that will live in infamy. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. And Henry, as I said, you know, the language was still that back then. Guys with hats on, they look like they're 70. They're like 32.
Yeah. I love
but it has stuck. That's the one thing. It rises to that level. He branded it that out of everything else that he said. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good one.
Very good.
The Earl of Tacony. He's gone for the mother's milk with this one. Earl, good afternoon. What's yours?
I've just been lazy all week.
Yeah.
And Gary's cutting into my territory, yeah. So I don't have time to sing my song, 14 Ways to Sing a Fascist. Well,
we want to have that. I'm going to send a copy to the Chester County Democrats. Henry's almost got them on. No, not true yet. Let's see. They can come on mass, Henry. Bring a dozen of them in studio. We got more chairs.
I'll email you a demo.
Okay.
But my answer today is the American brand, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
That's a pretty big brand. Is that the biggest American brand, land of the free, home of the brave? I think it is.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know of what else we say about America that would match that. Several people hit me with New York brands. We hate New York, so I don't know.
Yeah, not on this show.
I don't think the Big Apple is necessarily a great brand. You know, the city that never sleeps is a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Bill in Bucks. Afternoon, Bill. What is yours?
Well, Dom, good afternoon to you, Henry.
Hello.
My event, as you know, from time to time, I bring up Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
And this event contributed to the rise of partisan talk radio, like conservative radio. And it was in 1987 that Ronald Reagan had the FCC repeal the Fairness Doctrine to allow conservative talk radio to go on the air.
Thank you, Bill, and very much so. Can you imagine here if you had this so-called Fairness Doctrine? I say one thing, then somebody liberal says something else, and we have a stopwatch here, and Henry goes, time! You know, we go with another. No, it wasn't fair. It was just cumbersome. All right, let's go to David in Lexington, South Carolina. David, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, every February around my birthday, my parents would take myself and my sister down to the Carolina Coliseum to see the greatest show on earth, the circus.
Absolutely. That's a pretty, and a sucker's born every minute. Those are big branding. Zenos closes it out. Zenos in Upper Darby. Zenos, what's yours?
Dom, mine is the flick of the bick. When they were making the commercials, you know, on TV with the lighters, flick of the bick, that has to be a good one. And can I make one comment? Is that Sea Hag still around? Jane Fonda? She's still opening her trap with that communist talk? She's the one that probably raised the flag down here in City Hall. I wish she would shut the hell up.
All right. Yeah, it was more than one comment. Can we keep both of those tomorrow? We need to fire up the troops tomorrow. We have another Jane Fonda cut tomorrow around that. And Henry, you didn't, maybe this is ancient, they don't do it anymore. When he mentioned the flick of the bick, Brand X, I think, was one of the greatest negative advertising things of all time. The dog eats Alpo, and here's Brand X.
Yeah, they need to bring that back.
Oh, and like, bring Brand directly, X back. Yeah,
yeah, because now it's just the other leading, you know, competitor. They don't say Brand X
anymore. Just say Brand X, and people are going to, yeah, that's pretty good.
Style it like your competitor.
Yeah, exactly. Jack, use that in your ads with Mikey Sherrill. Okay, who did you like?
Okay, so I got to close out the lightning round and the side question. Got to give it to my man, Zenos.
Zenos.
Got to give it to him.
The flick of the bick was pretty good. Yeah, the whole call was great.
But
how about you, Henry?
Yeah, I second Zenos' call. I like David and Lexington, the greatest show on earth. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. Yeah. I mean, other people spin that off. But I also like Drew Upper Darby's A Day That Lived in Infamy and Robert and Ben Salem's The Greatest Generation.
You know what? I'm going to go with Drew and Upper Darby.
Wow.
Yes, it's kind of still the day that will live in infamy, but it has stuck. It really did hit the mark. Yeah, the others all worthy. I wish we had more today, but this is America, not communist China. More on the flag tomorrow. We'll see what else they do. What else can they do over at City Hall, you know? And Frank Scales, wherever you are out there, be safe, buddy. God only knows. All right, follow on Twitter until tomorrow. And by the way, kudos to Rich. His article at Fox News Channel with Dr. Victoria Coates exposing the flag over City Hall. He's next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.